The close, dark conference got going again.
What is your problem, really, then?
He knew what it was, exactly. This idiot couldn't lay his paws on the animal, Tyler. Brown Limper sagged once more.
It's one thing to have charges. It's quite another to get my hands on Tyler.
Said Turl, hoping he sounded very thoughtful and considerate. A new word Turl had looked up.
Let me see. The operating principle here is to attract him to the area.
This was just common security chief technology.
You can't go out and find him as he's elusive or too well protected. So the right thing to do is to lure him here, away from protection, and then pounce.
Brown Limper sat up with a sudden surge of hope. What a brilliant idea.
The last time he was active here,
whispered Turl, keeping the twitches down to a minimum,
was when we did a transshipment firing. If another transshipment firing were done, and he knew about it, he would be here in a flash. Then you could pounce.
Brown Limper saw that clearly.
But you have another problem, too. He's using company property. Company planes, company equipment. Now, if you personally owned all that, you would really have him on grand theft.
Brown Limper got lost. Lars repeated it and clarified it. Brown Limper couldn't quite grasp it.
And,
whispered Turl, staying very calm,
he is using the planet. Now, I don't know whether you know that the Intergalactic Mining Company paid the Imperial Cyclo government trillions of credits for this planet. It is company property.
Lars had to look up things in both the Cyclo and an old English dictionary to get across how much was a trillion, and then had to write it for Brown Limper. At last, Brown Limper could at least grasp that it was an awful lot of money.
But the planet is now mostly mined out.
This was a flagrant falsehood, but these two wouldn't know that. A planet wasn't mined out until you were almost through the crust to the liquid core.
It just so happens that it is now worth only a few billion credits.
It was still worth about 40 trillion. Crap, he'd sure have to cover his tracks on this one. But it was brilliant.
I am,
whispered Turl,
the resident agent and representative of the company, and authorized to legally dispose of its property.
What a lie. Oh, would he have to cover his tracks?
You realized that, of course. The animal Tyler did, which was why he kept me alive.
Oh,
whispered Brown Limper.
That had puzzled me. He's so bloodthirsty, I couldn't understand how he let you live when he murdered the Chamcos that very same day.
Well, now you know his secret. He himself was trying to negotiate with me to buy the Earth branch of Intergalactic Mining and the planet. That's why he feels he can go around using company equipment and stamping all over the globe. Of course, I wouldn't hear of it, knowing his bad character.
The last was another word Turl had looked up.